This interview was recorded for the International Bomber Command Centre Digital Archive, which owns the copyright for this performance.
This interview is being conducted for the International Bomber Command Centre. The interviewer is Claire Monk and the interviewee is Tony Dyer. The interview is taking place at Mr. Dyer's home on the 27th of November 2017. Mr. Dyer, thank you so much for agreeing to speak to us. Can you tell me about your childhood and the events that you've seen?
Yes, I have a story to tell. I was born in 1939, in January, before the war started, the Second World War. I was born in Reading. I now live in Lincoln. My parents were at home, and Dad was in the Army, the Royal Engineers, okay? And we used to look after the WRAF, locally based in Shinfield Park, which is another place of the RAF, which is now probably closed. Consequently, I, being a youngster, Dad being away, Mum being busy, I was often child-minded by my grandparents. Okay? My grandparents lived towards the middle of Reading. We were on the outskirts of Reading, an address called Alpine Street, and I can still remember that quite well. My granddad was probably involved in the First World War. I'm not sure how old he was at the time, but in 1943, I think it was, 1943, I was being babysat by my grandparents, and my grandfather had a job because he was long past his serving date, and his job was to be commissionaire at the cinema in Reading High Street, Broad Street it was called, and I think the name of the cinema was Forleyville. Okay, fine. Now, one of the things which they must have done was to, I don't use the expression farm me out, perhaps, but obviously he took me under his wing one day, and I was given a freebie into the cinema. Would you believe? How about that? And I think my age at the time was probably about 4.5, and that was his way of child minding me at that time. Okay, so far.
You're doing brilliantly. Keep going.
The memory that I have, which I want to record, and it's still vividly with me now, and I it's one of those things I can't remember much of my childhood, but this day I can remember particularly well, is that I was sat in the cinema, a freebie, of course, I didn't pay, he got me in, and we were watching the cinema. I can't remember what the film was on, but I do remember what happened next, because we were watching, I think they call it the Pathé News. The Pathé News is being broadcast, and what actually happened then was that I was looking at the Pathé News, and I can see it now very clearly. It was a bomber going across the screen. I'm not quite sure if it was left to right or right to left, but the bomber was going one way, and there was a tank coming the other way. And what happened then was that the bomber dropped a bomb, and I'm not sure what the bomber, where the bomber came from, but the tank. But what happened was that on the Pathé News they animated the bomb. The bomb came down, bum 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 bum, hit the tank, and there was a big explosion. And it wasn't just on the screen there was a big explosion, but in the cinema there was a big explosion as well, and all the lights came on. Would you believe? And this is what I remember so clearly, because there's obviously was a lot of panic and commotion, and I was taken a while. I made my way out of the cinema, and I must have been with my granddad. I can't remember him being with me at the time, but I went to the high street, and it was utter devastation all down the high street. And what actually happened on that particular day was that two Dornier aircraft from the German Air Force had come and bombed a place called it was called the People's Pantry, and it was it's one of those places they used to feed people up, I suppose. When that, it was called the People's Pantry. I knew it very well. It was probably about 400 yards down the high street from where I was, Broad Street it was called in Reading. I understand a lot of people were killed, and my sister-in-law has given me some reflections from the archive in Reading recently to say that there were 39 people killed by two Dornier aircraft which flew over and dropped bombs. And there is a little story about when one of the pilots was seen to smile and wave as he went past as well. Would you believe? As I say, that memory has stayed with me for a long, long time. And I think I don't know if it's worth recalling, but that's what I wanted to do.
Absolutely. Did it change the way that your grandparents looked after you?
I honestly can't remember, actually, because I really can't remember. I can remember vividly where we were. I can't remember what they did with me other than that. They probably walked me around by the river. There was a river close by, and I just remember that particular day. I was born in 39. This happened in 43. I think it was Wednesday, the 10th of February. When 1943, and that bombing raid was actually targeted at what they'd done. Actually, was to, as I understand it, that they were bombing the railway station probably, and the railway station was probably to the north of where they hit Reading, so they're a bit off target, and they hit the People's Pantry instead, and another 400 yards would have hit me as well. So as I say, 39 people were killed on that occasion, and I think Newbury suffered as well on that occasion as well, but both aircraft were eventually shot down anyway. So, and that's it really.
Fantastic. Do you think that incident changed the way people in Reading were afterwards? Were they more cautious? Was it quite carefree until that point?
I was very young. that's the occasion. I can remember going back home again. I can remember the WAFs being in my house. Because I can remember being under the staircase when there was an air raid warning. I can remember the shoals of airplanes flying over my house in Reading. There were hundreds of the things, you know. So it was all a bit scary. But I mean, being young kid, it probably didn't affect me as it did would have affect my parents. And Dad was away, of course. He was an engineer, so that I'm not quite sure where he was, but he was. So there you go.
Fantastic. Did, when we spoke on the phone, you said you had gone into Bomber Command yourself.
Yeah.
Do you think that was that through National Service, or was it that's where you just felt I'm going to go because it's a reflection of
my background now has been through Bomber Command. I did National Service. Went out for 2 years, went back and did another 20 in the Air Force. I was involved with Bomber Command to a point, I suppose, with High Wycombe, and also overseas as well, in Northern Ireland particularly, when the troubles were rife. so that was a bit of a scary time for everybody. and I've worked with the Vulcans and Scampton, Waddington, and places like that. So I have a background with Bomber Command in a way. So that's it.
Fantastic. So now you're retired.
Yeah.
Even though you don't look a day over 21.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. What are you doing with your life now?
I do one of two things. I still do voluntary at the hospital. I'm a member of the British Legion. We do some fundraising for the British Legion. We want to do some fundraising for the Bomber Command Memorial at some point, and which we'll talk about later on perhaps. And I do sessions with music sessions with people who suffer dementia and things, and that would involve quite a lot of ex-service people as well, not only men but obviously women as well, because that's the way it is. So that's what I'm doing. I'm an active volunteer.
Fantastic.